Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of 7 Under Golf Podcast. Today's a really exciting Friday. We're currently sitting in the Bell Tower at Royal Johannesburg and Kensington Golf Club, and we have a very special guest with us today. We're sitting here with the ex-Sunshine Tour Pro from 2005-2010, Shahzad Tayyob.
Yeah, cool, man. Welcome to the show, and thanks so much for your time. Today's a special day. We're not necessarily talking about golf stories and things like that. Although we do share the passion for golf, it's definitely clear. We're here to talk about what I think is going to be the most exciting new golf league to come to South Africa. Thanks so much for being on the show. Golf Premier League. What can you tell us about that?
Guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, you're right. It is quite an exciting concept. Came about after I had two of my own golf days this year. I had the Shahzad Tayyob Invitational. I had the first one at Blair Athol in March. And then I had the second one at the River Club in May.
Okay.
And then I got approached by the guys who started the Lanesia Premier League Cricket.
Okay.
They started about 12 years ago, Ziad Desai and Zane Valley. They started off with four teams in Lanesia. And today, 12 years later, they've grown the concept. So they've got a cricket league in Joburg, Cape Town, Durban. They've got from under 11, under 13, under 15, under 17, an open division. And they've actually just launched in Brisbane this year as well. So the tournament in Brisbane was supposed to start last week, but due to COVID and lockdown, it's postponed. So they approached me and said they're looking to do something similar with the golf concept. And yeah, it was exciting. And within a couple of weeks, we got together, chatted, and yeah, the whole concept came about.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
No, man, fantastic. And I mean, obviously, we've got quite a lot of questions that we have to ask you about particularly this Golf Premier League. But I think just before we get into that, something that was quite interesting. I mean, obviously, you have got a professional career on the Sunshine Tour from 2005 up until 2010. What was that like for you? Was that a really cool experience? Do you think that has also sort of boosted towards the passion as to why you're going ahead with this? Maybe experiences that you went through there that you may be trying to recreate in this Premier League. Is that something that is? Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. That's definitely correct. I played amateur golf. I played for Gauteng North for a few years. I played for Northwest. And then I was lucky enough to represent South Africa at an amateur level. I turned pro in 2005. I won the Vusi Ingubeni stroke play to get my Sunshine Tour card.
Nice.
And then my first year on tour was good. I mean, I won Rookie of the Year. And then I didn't push on from there. From year two, from 2006 to 2010, I didn't do as well as I would have liked. I don't think I practice as hard as I should have.
Sure.
Maybe I don't have the right people. When you look at golfers today, they've got their personal trainers with them. They've got their psychologists with them. They've got chefs traveling with them.
It's so much, yeah.
It makes so a big difference to have the right team behind you.
100%, yeah.
So in 2010, I made the decision to stop playing professionally. And then I went into business. I opened a chicken licken.
Yeah. A very big businessman we're actually sitting with as well.
So it's something totally different. I opened my first store in Lanesia in 2011. And then I opened my second store in Fordsburg in 2012. And then my third store in Westgate Shopping Center in 2014.
Fantastic. And you mentioned that there's a fourth store currently happening. You're going to be launching it soon.
Yeah, so quite exciting. We're opening a store in Cape Town.
Awesome.
In 2 weeks time in Athlone.
Okay.
On Klipfontein Road. The chicken licken hasn't done as well in Cape Town as it's done in Joburg, so I think there's an opportunity there.
100%.
So yeah, looking forward to that.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us. I think, well then, let's get right into it. I think the listeners are excited, as excited as I am, to find out a little bit more about this Golf Premier League. So from what I understand, it's entirely based around it's a golfing tournament, a golfing challenge, where it's based for more of your amateurs, your not so serious golfers, but a little bit more of your serious golfers. So it's the guys who want to kind of, you know, it's not your Saturday casual four ball. You can be a part of a team where you're going to feel like you're really a part of something that's bigger than just you, and it is that. And I mean, what can we expect? What can we expect to see? You've mentioned there's going to be live scoring. There's going to be team sponsors. There's just so much hype around this already, and we haven't even got to the start of it yet. So I mean, I can only imagine what we're going to expect there. But just give us a little bit of an insight as to what we can expect. What are the plans and stuff like that?
Okay. We're having our launch evening next Friday, the 27th of August, at Nona's Kitchen in Rosebank.
Is that an event open to the public? Can anybody come, or
no,
is it invite only?
Due to COVID, our
invite
numbers
only
are restricted.
Course,
so we've got 60 players, and then we've got another 40 people that we've invited. So we're keeping to 100 people. So that our first event is at Royal Johannesburg in Kensington East Course on the 5th of September.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually got 16 teams of 4 players in each team. So we've got 64 players. We tried to follow the NCAA competition that they have in the States. So we're running an individual and a team competition.
Yeah.
So at each event, you're not playing with your team members, but you're part of a team. So for the individual, we've got 64 guys. You play 4 qualifying events. And the top 20 on the order of merit after those 4 events qualify for a tour championship at Blair Athol.
Wow. That's something I really want to sort of dive into. What is that experience going to be like? But sorry, back to what you were saying.
Okay, so we've also got the team format, where at each event, 3 out of your 4 best scores on the day count for your team score.
Okay.
And then at the end of the 4 qualifying events, the top 8 teams of the order of merit qualify for the quarterfinals match play, and then you have a semifinal and the final match play. All the match play events will be taking place here at Royal Johannesburg in Kensington. And we just feel we want to give guys the feel of playing in a professional event as an amateur golfer.
Of course.
So we're going to have live scoring. We're going to have a marshal on the course doing rules. We'll have live streaming, so there'll be cameras on the course. It's going to be something totally different for an amateur golfer, something he's not used to.
Yeah.
And also at Blair Athol, we want to reward the guys who've qualified for the tour championships. We want to make them feel like, you know, this is something special.
Of course.
So on the morning of the event, a car will pick them up from home, take them to the course. Guys will be given a pair of shoes from Puma.
Oh, wow.
Titleist golf balls. And you get to play at, for me, one of the nicest courses in the country, which is
definitely
Blair Athol.
Yeah, that place is definitely something special. So I think a lot of golfers are going to be pushing to get through to that last final event.
No, definitely. And it's going to be fun, but it's going to be competitive as well.
Of course, which is important. I mean, golf is, it's a fun game, but I mean, what makes a lot funner sometimes, if I can even say that, is the competition. And I think the fact that you're creating that in a very casual, friendly environment is only going to do good for the golfers and the guys involved and whatnot.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. So one of the big things is obviously making the guys feel like they're part of this big tournament and whatever. And then you mentioned, you know, the guys who make it through to the final event are going to be chauffeured to the event and given a pair of golf shoes from Puma. Wow. That's pretty cool. What is your guys' affiliation with Puma? I see that, you know, they're sort of all over all of your shirts, and that's super cool. What is the relationship there?
So Puma have come on board in a big way. I mean, we can't thank them enough. From the first time we met with Nick Garner from Puma, they were very keen to get on board with this. So they're basically sponsoring prizes for every golf day.
Wow.
So, I mean, we've got the 4 qualifying events, the Tour Championship at Blair Athol, quarterfinal, semifinal, final. And they're sponsoring prizes for all of that. So
Jeez. They've
really come along. I mean, they've really come up in a big way there.
Yeah.
And that obviously helps us
of course, to
run the event. And I mean, prizes are a big part of it.
100%. And everyone wants to win a prize when they've played a really good round of golf.
Something
I noticed when reading through the presentation, and it's something that I'd really like to chat quite a bit about, because to me personally, it's really important. And I mean, we were just sitting out there having a glass of water, and we were just chatting a bit briefly. And one thing we discussed was the talent in South Africa at a youth level is huge. And it's a conversation I've had with many people before. You guys are starting a development program, which is, from what I understand, you mentioned it's going to be one of the main focuses in time for the Golf Premier League. Tell us what is that about, and who you're looking to help, and what are you guys hoping to achieve in that sector?
Yeah, that is quite exciting. I think that's from this whole Golf Premier League, that's the main thing for us is 100%. The junior development. And we're also trying to run a ladies program, so similar to the men's tournament we've got now.
Yeah.
That will also run from next year, February. So February 2022, okay. We're looking to launch the junior and ladies program.
So for any ladies wanting to get involved, it's February 2022.
Yes, that's right. It.
Awesome.
The junior program, we're looking at two age groups. So maybe from 10 to 14.
Okay.
And then 15 to 18.
Okay. I think so that'll be a nice, I mean, 15 to 18 is going to be, there's going to be a lot of competition in that age group, I can imagine. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I know. That's something we're very excited about.
Sure.
We have been speaking to Oji Molefe from SuperSport. He's got his Oji Molefe Foundation, and we're looking to team up with him. And he's obviously going to bring some youngsters on board for the junior program. And then we'll be looking to bring our own youngsters in. Obviously get together and do something special.
Sure.
Hopefully we can identify some talent there. And like I said, I played on the tour and I unfortunately didn't make it. But if I had the right people in my corner, I might have done better. So we're looking to identify talent and take them and give them everything that they need to succeed.
The right sort of, you know, materials and things like that, which is important. And I mean, being in a little bit of a lot of these really talented sports kids come from these underprivileged backgrounds and stuff like that, so to be able to just, you know, give them the necessary materials, equipment, and just it's sort of like 1 foot forward in a doorway, which is really important for them given such a little opportunity that is out there sometimes for the youth. What else can we expect there? What type of, I mean, you mentioned pros eventually, you know, doing some sort of development programs and stuff like that. That is just awesome. I love the sound of that.
So a few of the Sunshine Tour pros that I've spoken to are all looking to give something back to the game.
Of course.
And very keen to get involved with junior development. Like I said, the guy who came up with the concept was Ziad Desai, who started the Lanesia Premier League.
Yeah.
And I mean, when he started, he had guys like Vaughan van Jaarsveld playing, Quinton de Kock, who now captain South Africa.
Such a great.
So that's something exciting to think that we could get someone to come out of junior development and hopefully play on the Sunshine Tour, eventually move on to either European Tour or PGA Tour.
PGA would be the ultimate. Yeah,
PGA would definitely be the ultimate. And South African golf at the moment is in such a good space.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
It's the first time since 2010 that we've got three guys from South Africa who've won on the PGA Tour. We got Brandon Grace, Gary Kehigo, and Dylan Fratelli. Eric Van Rooyen.
Eric Van Rooyen. We've always
Louis Oosthuizen. Obviously, there, I mean, he's done unbelievable.
He's a legend. Love the way that guy plays.
Charles Swartzel's finding some form again. He's back up there.
Yeah,
so it's exciting times for golf. We've got the Volko Nienaber, who is a big hitter on the European Tour.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting. I mean, for a country like South Africa to produce so many golfers is quite something, you know.
100%. And I mean, one thing I've noticed being quite involved in the golfing community in the last couple of months is exactly like you say, it's definitely in a good space. And one thing I can comment on that is that it's growing at quite a rapid pace. There's a lot more young people getting involved into the game, there's just a lot more people talking golf. And I think, you know, the fact that now we can equip them, you guys can equip them with this Golf Premier League, it's sort of what they need. It's what's missing. It's the excitement from just your usual Saturday four ball to a little bit more, where you're going to be a part of something bigger. And it's awesome. I mean, where, obviously now, so you're a part of this and you love golf and whatever. What is your, are you a team owner? Are you part of a team? How do you fit into this?
So I'm part of a team. Our team of four is Zain Mohammed, Zahir Qasim, Mohammed Yusuf, and I.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually managed, fortunate enough to get a team sponsor.
Nice.
We've got Duca del Cosma on board. Adolf Stoberg from Duca del Cosma is sponsoring shoes for our team.
Nice. You guys are going to be looking good.
So we're going to be looking good, yeah. We're going to be looking good. And we're fortunate that quite a few of the teams that have entered have managed to get sponsors.
Yeah.
So sponsors are getting branding on all the shirts, which have been bought from Puma.
Mm-hmm.
On all the caps, they put on their logos. And at 4 out of the 8 golf days, they're allowed to put up their branding.
Yeah, which is amazing. So a lot of exposure for
a lot of exposure. And also at all our events, from the launch to the events, we're going to have live streaming. Like I say, it's going to be something different, something special, something people are going to be talking about, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So it's good exposure. There's hopefully good feedback from sponsors. And yeah, looking forward to grow from year to year, obviously.
100%. So something, just speaking on the sponsors, you mentioned that sponsors get certain, there's four events where they can display their things and whatever. What is there any other commitments for sponsors? Just for any guys listening that, you know, maybe do want to get involved, or how would they get involved as a sponsor, you know?
So if sponsors are
looking for premium golf equipment and accessories, this podcast is proudly sponsored by 4Golf, South Africa's newest premium golf brand. Head over to the Instagram or Facebook page at www.4golf.co.za to find out more. Let's not waste any time, dive right in. They've made it easier than ever. Be sure to use the 7under Golf Podcast promo code to get your 10% discount on your first orders. Links will be in the description below.
Keen to get on board, they can contact myself or Ziad Desai.
Okay.
And the other guy who is also involved with us is Zubair Kotwal.
Okay.
He's from a brand called Aspire. So yeah. when I did my golf days, after the first one, Aspire got in touch and were keen to do something with me. They are a luxury travel company.
Oh, wow.
So they started just before COVID, and they were hoping guys from overseas coming to South Africa, they would arrange all their travel arrangements, arrange the eating plans, take them on safaris. And obviously with COVID, they needed to change because we weren't getting any traveling foreigners coming to the country. And they were keen to partner with me. They did their own golf day last year, the Aspire Charity Cup.
Okay.
And JP Duminy was involved with that.
Oh, wow.
So all the funds went towards JP Duminy Foundation, and they got African Muslim Agency involved, and they did some quite good work there.
Yeah.
So yeah, so if guys are keen to sponsor or get involved in the way, they can contact any of us.
Reach out, yeah. We'll definitely be sure to leave all of the necessary like social media accounts and email addresses. So if they do need to get in touch, it's a pretty easy process.
Yeah.
Back to the Premier League. So now, the excitement is cool. So let's say as an owner of a team, what can I expect?
So as an owner of a team, like I say, you've got your branding on the guy's shirts, caps. Yeah. You can decide how you want to be involved. I mean, if you want to be coming to the events, if you want to get a mental coach for your team, or if you want to get a you know, make sure your guys are training and in perfect peak condition for the event,
yeah.
That's totally up to you.
Totally up to you. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. I love that. Mitch, I think you had something that you wanted to talk about, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've mentioned a lot about you. You also previously had golf days that you've hosted yourself.
Yeah.
One being in particular, the one you had at Blair Athol. You've got some fantastic golf clubs aboard for this Premier League. I know any golfer that is involved in it, I mean, just the golf clubs that they are going to be able to experience is something fantastic. How did the process go about getting these clubs on board? Were you perhaps a member at one of these clubs? I know you speak very fondly of Blair Athol.
So I'm actually a member here at Royal Johannesburg and Kensington Golf Club. I've got a very good relationship with the CEO here, Chris Bentley.
Lovely guy.
And yeah, great guy. Yeah. Great guy. And Chris has come up in a big way. I mean, from the first time we mentioned the concept to him, he was very keen to get involved. And he's been unbelievably helpful. And the club, just the club, I mean, you come here, you just feel welcomed when you come here to a course like this. From when you're walking to the front desk, the guys, Jade, Liam, they're all willing to, you know, lend a helping hand. And that was one of the reasons why we chose Royal for our first event and also for the match play.
Okay.
At Blair Athol, I've got a very good relationship with Paul Marks. Obviously, from having played on the tour back in the day, I know Paul quite well. When I had my golf day there in March, he also, helped in a big way. So we thought we'd like to take the guys who qualified for the final to a course where they won't generally be playing week in and week out. And Blair Athol, like I said, one of my favorite courses. And Paul was very happy when we mentioned it to him.
Cool. Yeah, no, well, I mean, I definitely think the clubs you have chosen and you guys going back to trying to give all the players a really special touch to the event, making them feel like they are a professional golfer, even though they're not necessarily a professional golfer,
yeah,
shooting under par or anything like that. But I think, yeah, with the golf clubs, they're going to give that little bit of an extra touch, along with you guys. So then pretty much another question I wanted to ask was regarding to all the different sort of formats to play. How would those go about? Do they all take place at the same time? I know you mentioned golfers would be playing individually as well as in a team. Is that something that takes place at one event, or is that like over 2 weekends sort of thing?
Okay, so at each event, we're running basically two competitions. So you've got your individual competition, individual Stableford.
Okay.
And then depending where you finish on the day. So if there's 64 players, the winner gets 100 FedEx Cup points.
Okay.
The guy who's finished second will probably get like 95. Guy who's finished third, 90, and all the way down,
okay,
depending where you finished. For the team format, you take the three best scores out of your four players. For example, if you've got a team of four and you've got 36 points, 35 points, 34 points, and 30 points, the guy with 30 points will fall out. You'll add the three guys' scores, which will give you 105, and that will be your team score for the day. At the end of the four events, you'll add your four team scores together, and the top eight teams qualify for the quarterfinal. And then in the individual one, we assume a guy might maybe miss one event. So we're taking three out of your best four scores for the individual event. And the top 20 from the order of merit then qualify for the Tour Championships at Blair Athol. So in a way, you're playing in a team event, but you're also playing against your team members, which is quite unique.
As an individual, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, okay, these events are going to be in four balls. Is your four ball going to be you and the other three guys in your team, or is it just going to be random picks? You go out and sort of just play, just play however.
Yeah. So you don't actually play with anyone from your team.
Okay.
So the first event we're going to do according to handicaps. So the lowest handicaps will play together and work their way up. And then from the second event, we'll try and do it according to the order of merit.
I see.
But we want to keep guys from the same team not in the same four ball,
of course,
basically.
Because in a way, you know, it's you get to meet new people, you're chatting to new guys, and isn't that what golf is all about as well? It's
of
the community
course
that's involved. So to be able to meet new guys every time you go out there is super exciting as well. And you never know the relationships that may actually come from it. So that's definitely a super exciting thing. What are some other key factors around this Golf Premier League that we should maybe keep an eye out for, or something that, you know, some big things that are going to be taking place?
That's a bit of a tough question to answer right now. Like I say, it's our first year.
So it's really just
so we're also not too sure what to expect. I mean, it's exciting times. We're going to make mistakes. We're not going to do everything perfectly. We're hoping to get constructive feedback.
100%.
But yeah, like I said, we want guys to go out there, have a good time, and be competitive, and get the feel of playing professional events.
Yeah, and it's exactly that. You're a part of a team. There's prizes to be won. There's just a lot more that has been added to this great game that we love. And I mean, if I was staying in South Africa, I would definitely want to be a part of something like this. As a guy that would absolutely love to be a professional golfer, but understands the commitment and all of that comes with it. It's not me right now, but to be a part of that and sort of just feel like I'm a little bit more than just a golfer or just a social golfer, it's going to be amazing. And I'm super excited to see the growth and all of that.
Thank you very
100%.
Much.
Mitch, thanks. Is there anything else you wanted to chat on?
Yeah, so just speaking on what Miguel said, players that we obviously we know the commitment to become a professional golfer, but you want to get a little bit of that feeling. Is there going to be fans or crowd watching the events or with
Tiger
COVID?
Are
we going to get the Tiger Roars or that nothing like it?
We're hoping fans come out to watch, especially for the Tour Championships at Blair Athol.
Okay.
For the other events, I mean, it's open to guys to come out. All COVID protocols will be followed. So, I mean, sanitizers, masks, everyone will be wearing masks in and around the clubhouse. Obviously, when they're out on the course, they're out and open, so that should be fine. And all the golf courses, like I said, we've got Royal Johannesburg on board, we've got Glendower on board for the qualifier, and we've got Houghton on board for the qualifier. And they're all very welcome to have spectators coming out onto the course.
Fantastic. I think just before we wrap this up, when can we expect when is the first event? Where is the first event? And then lastly there, let's just chat about that first event.
Okay, the first event is on the 5th of September.
Fifth of September
at
okay.
Royal Johannesburg in Kensington, the East Course.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon tee times. First tee off is from 11:30. The second event is at Houghton Golf Club on the 17th of October.
Okay. So it's almost like one event a month, eh? Is that correct?
So it's four events spread over 3 months. So,
oh, okay,
so we've got
okay.
two in October, 17th of October at Houghton and 31st of October at Glendower.
Fantastic.
Also two great golf courses in Joburg
Amazing.
Area.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the final qualifying event is back here at Royal Johannesburg on the 28th of November.
Okay.
Then we play the West course.
Oh, so a little bit of a not so huge challenge, because I was just about to mention, I mean, first event is Royal East, then you're heading over to Houghton, and then you're coming all the way to Glendower. Those are some top quality golf courses. I mean, yeah, it's going to demand some good golf.
Definitely.
Yeah, which is going to be exciting. It's going to be really, really exciting. Okay. Look, thank you so much for your time. I think we've definitely covered what we need to. Is there anything else you wanted to mention around the Premier League in particular?
No, that's about it.
That's about it.
Thanks for having me.
No, awesome, man. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks. It's really been interesting to find out a little bit more. And then just for those listeners out there, we mentioned we are going to leave necessary social media accounts and email addresses and whatever. So if you do want to get involved, is it too late for guys to get involved? Maybe for next season?
For next season,
for
definitely.
Next season. There
yeah,
we go.
Guys can be in touch. For the juniors, obviously, that
There's
guys can
time.
Get involved. That's only going to start in next year, February. The ladies golf as well.
100%.
They can follow us on Instagram at GPL Golf.
There we go. So follow all of the pages. Watch the growth in the next couple of months, and then you decide if you want to be a part of season two. I definitely think you're going to want to. But yeah, so just all the best. I really hope it grows as much as it can. I'm particularly going to keep an eye on the youth development. Hopefully we're going to see some of the amateur players in the youth, you know, growing and becoming really good golfers. And we'll see what happens. But just thanks so much for your time. Really nice to sit here at your home course, Royal Johannesburg. Yeah, all the best for what's to come.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Are you looking to update your golf bag? Well, look no further. This podcast is proudly sponsored by The Golf Shop South Africa, your one-stop shop to buy, sell, and trade golf equipment ranging from clubs, shafts, to golf carts. Be sure to head over to thegolfshop.southafrica on Instagram to update your bag today.